Here's what happened this morning with Stacey and Clayton.
Stacey is back from mat leave.
Thanks for doing it, though, for those 4 months.
4.5 months, but who's counting? I mean, who's counting?
Whatever. Apparently you are.
How was mat leave? Like, was mat leave everything you thought it would be?
Yeah, it was great. I feel like I should maybe issue a disclaimer. We have a very good baby. She is a little sweetheart. She's super chilled, really laid back, and it's been fairly easy. I know that this is going to anger some people, but she has been sleeping for like 10 hours at night.
Wow.
And apparently, if you say that to moms, they're like, ugh. Don't even talk to me right now.
They just hate you. Like my
they
sister,
kind of do, yeah.
My sister can't stand you. I'm not going to lie, because her babies are having trouble sleeping right now. And I tell her, oh yeah, little Fiona's doing great, like 10 hours a night. And she's like, well, good for Stacey. She uses that little voice.
I should mention though that this last like 3 nights, it's almost like she knew I was coming back to work, because the last 3 nights she's been getting up a little bit more.
Oh, she knows.
So Sean's at home with her, and she was, you know, kind of fussing when I left for work, and I was like, bye, I'll see you later.
A little tear rolling down the cheek, hey?
Sean's cheek.
Oh, gotcha.
Not mine.
Yeah, because
no, of course.
Because it's his job now. But you're good. You're good to go, right? You're ready to be back, and
totally.
You're excited.
Yeah, 100%.
But you almost cried while watching a video of your baby like 10 minutes ago. So are you really ready to be back?
Ask me in like half an hour. I have a bone to pick with you, Clayton.
It's your first day back and you're
already
mad at me?
Yep.
What?
I asked you before I went on mat leave to do one thing for me. Do you remember what that was? Clearly you don't.
Oh. No, I don't. I thought I remembered, then no.
Because my plant here, my little plant named Victor,
oh,
my succulent,
yeah,
is dead.
I totally forgot that existed up until this very moment.
I don't think it's dead, but it is incredibly...
Oh, he's dead.
He's so dead.
I'm looking at him right now. He's so dead. There's no way he's alive.
My niece...
I'm so sorry.
My niece Berlin gave this to me as a gift.
You've had Victor for like years.
I've had him for years here at the station, and now he's toast.
I totally forgot. But to be honest, he didn't give me like a reminder text or anything, so basically it is your fault.
Oh, I said, dude, can you water my plant while I'm gone? You said, yeah, sure.
And then you give me a reminder text just to make sure. Clearly you don't care about Victor that much if you didn't send me the reminder text, so...
Don't turn this around.
I just did, and I successfully did it, so it's your fault that your plant died a horrible, horrible death.
Remind me also to never have you babysit my child.
Oh, back to school, to prove to Dad that I'm not a fool. I got my lunch packed up, my boots tied tight. I hope I don't get in a fight.
One thing we're talking about right now on the Cruise Facebook page, this is fun because it's a trip down memory lane when it comes to school. We're asking you what the hot fashion trend was when you went back to school and the one thing you begged your parents to buy for you. And that's a big thing when it does come to back to school time is... If you're a child and you can't afford to buy your own clothes, you have to beg your parents to buy you the ones you want.
Yeah.
Instead of just like, no, we're going to this store and you're going to wear this. You have to, you know, please, I really want this. And what if it's super expensive?
Mm-hmm.
What was your big trend?
Starter jackets. Remember starter jackets?
Yeah. Like the puffy sports ones.
The big one was the Toronto Maple Leafs one and the Michigan Wolverines one. The Orlando Magic one was great.
Right.
The thing about starter jackets is, though, they were popular for like 10 years.
They were.
Usually most back-to-school trends, when it comes to fashion, they're popular for 1 year, and that's it. The next year, something cooler. Starter jackets were popular for like years and years and years, and now they're getting more popular again. Like, they're coming back.
Nice.
I love it. For you, what was yours?
I had a couple. Chip and Pepper was big when I was in school.
Yeah.
Maple color shirts.
Oh, yeah. The ones that you touched and they changed color?
Super embarrassing when you started perspiring. Tanya on the Cruise Facebook page, she said, no fear. And Ikeda jeans with the flags, which I do remember.
So good. Those no fear t-shirts, the refuse to lose slogans.
Yes.
Yeah.
Carmen, Ikeda lock jeans. Now... I don't know. These weren't this. I feel like this was like a 1 year thing and then it was kind of over. These were exactly, they were jeans instead of a button to close them up. It was a lock. It was a tiny little padlock. My husband, Sean, had a pair of these pants. What a cool dude.
Super cool.
I asked for them. I never got them. But yeah, so you've got a lock on your pants and you got to go to, like, if you're a girl and you have to go to the bathroom and you lose your key, nightmare.
Nightmare. Did your mom ever lay out your clothes before the first day of school? Like the outfit?
Well, before the first day and then every day. My mom laid my clothes out for me all the time. I had to wear what they chose for me every day.
I miss your Mennonite upbringing stories. Oh, they're so good.
I remember wanting a pair of Doc Martens so bad. Doc Martens, the boots, the shoes, they were expensive because they were cool. And they were a good quality shoe. I got the knockoffs. Super pumped, go to school, and get mocked instantly by my friends because they weren't real.
What was the brand?
Doc Martens.
Yeah, but knockoff Doc Martens? Like, what was the brand name for that knockoff?
Oh, it wasn't even a brand name. They just looked like the shoe.
Like the yellow no-name brand that you see at Superstore
basically,
and stuff like that? You had the no-name brand shoes.
I did, and I was so pumped. And then one of my friends was like, those aren't Doc Martens. And I was like, I know, we can't afford them.
When you grow up, you don't care about brand names or anything. But remember being a kid and caring so much about the brands? Like, you needed a cool brand or you weren't cool. Those Adidas tearaway pants.
Oh, man.
I love them until I actually tore them off and realized I had to put them back together. Because it took like 19 minutes to put those things back together. It was like, okay, just button here, button here. Oh, I skipped one. I got to start all over again from the top.
Can I just quickly point out as well that you are getting married during the Banjo Bowl?
I know. We blew it. We messed that up.
And that's then, like one of the biggest wedding faux pas.
Well, the other thing is, too, like I'm a big NFL fan, and then the next day is the first Sunday of the NFL season, which is like my favorite day ever. I got to go to that gift opening thing instead of watching NFL.
Sports and weddings. It's very hard to organize without hurting someone's feelings.
All my friends are going to have the best Sunday ever, being hungover on the couch with nothing to do but watch football.
Will you have the game on at your wedding?
No. In between, maybe. Like the Banjo Bowl?
Yeah,
in between, because the ceremony will be done at 2, and then the game starts at 2, so then in between they can go watch the game, and then the reception starts. Here's the thing, though. When it comes to walking down the aisle, do you remember what song played when you walked down the aisle?
Okay, this is embarrassing. I've been trying to, like, rack my brain. I can't remember. I texted my husband, embarrassed, being like, oh, honey, do you remember the songs we walked down the aisle? Because he walked to one and I walked to another. Neither of us can remember.
Oh, man, that's really embarrassing.
We've been married for 3 years.
Biggest day of your year. Can't remember. Yeah. Biggest day of your year. Life.
Life.
Oh, rusty after the Labor Day weekend. I get to pick the song I get to walk down to.
Oh, sweet.
But we're getting married in a church, and there are a bunch of rules. Like, you can't have vocals. It has to be instrumental. It has to be done with the instruments they have there. You can't play a recording. Like, if you could pick any song to walk down the aisle to, what would you pick? Like, no rules, like, at all. Take your time. Take your time.
Something... Oh, To Be With You, Mr. Big.
Okay, the song we just played.
The instrumental version of that. Also, we've been married for 4 years, not 3. Whoops!
You're killing it this morning,
Cooper.
I'm the
worst wife ever.
You're killing it.
I have an excuse now. It's mom brain.
Oh, exactly. The pregnancy brain, Stacey's now the mom brain, Stacey.
Exactly.
And you can use that for the rest of your life as well.
I'm set.
If there wasn't that rule, and I got to pick whatever song I wanted, coming down the aisle... The Shawn Michaels entrance song, WWF, Shawn Michaels?
In a Catholic church, all right.
The lyrics really aren't great for a wedding, but I mean,
can you imagine that on a violin?
Well, I just want me coming at this point right here, just here it comes. And then Brenly's grandma is like, okay, wedding's off, my granddaughter can't marry this guy. Last week, we were talking about the best grade, because today's the first day back at school for the kids.
Right.
We're talking about the best grade. Not like A, B, C. A's obviously the winner. But like the best grade, like grade 2 or grade 5.
Right.
For you, what was your best grade?
I think I'm going to say grade 8, because you were, at the time, top of the totem pole, right? You were the grade 8s, the ones to be scared of. You had the excitement of high school next year, but you didn't have the pressure of, like, what are you doing for university?
Mm-hmm.
But you were just, like, the cool kid in school.
That was a good point.
And I had a friend that had a pool, so that was also a great time of my life.
See, we didn't have anyone who had a pool, but we had a trampoline kid.
She had a trampoline as well.
Well, look at you.
Sorry.
La-di-da.
I'm just
one-upping you. First day back and you're just bragging about everything, right? Oh, well, I was better than this. Okay, sweet. For me, it would be the first 3 months of grade 11. I got my license.
Very specific.
Yeah, here's why. I got my license. I was named the starting quarterback of the football team.
Nice.
CROSS, Holy Cross, is the best. And I got my first girlfriend.
Wow, big year.
3 months later, my girlfriend dumped me, I crashed my car, and I got a nasty concussion in the final game of the season, and we lost. So, yeah, the second half of grade 11, not as fun.
One thing I was going to say that I forgot to mention, well, I wanted to mention today, was all the details of my birth story.
Oh, please continue.
I was going to, you know, have them all jotted down right from the very beginning when I was induced and then right to the very end to when she was out. So maybe I'll talk about that tomorrow when you're not here.
No, we got time. We got time.
Yeah, should I start?
Yeah.
All right. It was Friday.
No, already too much.
It was sunny.
It's already too much
for
me.
I was sweating.